So, my dear Hasin, it has doubtless become clear to you how all the five religions I named, still existing there at the present time, founded on the teachings of five genuine saints sent from above to help your favorites free themselves from the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabuffer, have gradually become altered, thanks, as always, to the abnormal conditions of ordinary being existence established by them, until they were finally converted from the point of view of any sane mentation into children's fairy tales, and how, nevertheless, these same religions still served some of them as a support for those inner moral motives owing to which, during certain periods, their common existence became more or less becoming to three-centered beings. But now, after the final destruction of the last remnants of these religions, it is difficult to foresee how it will all end. The last of these five religions, founded on the teaching of the genuine messenger Saint Lama, has been completely destroyed, moreover with a crash, by that charming military expedition of theirs. The last but one, founded on the teachings of Saint Muhammad, they are just now destroying by the prohibition of the famous Fez and Yashmak, with the gracious assistance of the German Junkers. And as regards the religion founded still earlier on the teaching of Jesus Christ, a religion and teaching upon which the highest individuals placed great hopes, those arch, strange, three-brained beings of today are completely destroying it by organizing in the city of Jerusalem a university for contemporary Jewish youth. Although the religion founded on the teaching of Saint Moses has existed for a long time and is still maintained after a fashion by its followers, because of the organic hatred formed in the beings of the other communities toward the beings who follow this religion, and owing to the maleficent idea existing there called politics, they will doubtless sooner or later finish off that religion as well, and also with a crash. And finally, as regards that religion supposedly founded on the teaching of Saint Buddha, I already told you that thanks to their notorious suffering based on a misunderstood idea, its followers have from the very beginning turned this teaching into a means for the prostitution of thought, as it is said there. By the way, it should be noted that the first to indulge in this prostitution of thought were the Tanguori, then the Brahmanists, Shuanists, and so on. And today, the Theosophists and other pseudo-learned beings busy themselves with the same thing.